pictures to the service's online portal, including images of family members and Jim's boat. Then she and her sister, Lainey Anderson, presented the tablet to Jim. "Here, Dad, we got you this." An animated German shepherd appeared and started to talk in the same female voice you hear when using Google Maps or other Google apps. Before Alzheimer's had taken hold, Jim would have wanted to know exactly how the service worked. Now he simply chatted back. Within a week, Jim and his dog, whom he named Pony, had settled into a routine. Every 15 minutes or so, Pony would look for Jim, calling his name if he was out of view. Sometimes Jim would pet the sleeping dog on screen to rustle her awake. His touch sent an alert to the care.coach worker behind the avatar, who would launch the tablet's audio and video stream. Pony reminded Jim which caretaker would be visiting to do the tasks that a virtual dog couldn't: preparing meals, changing sheets, driving him to a senior center. Pony would read poetry aloud or discuss the news. Sometimes she'd hold up a photo of Jim's daughters or his inventions between her paws, prompting him to talk about his past. The dog complimented Jim's sweater. He reciprocated by petting the screen with his finger, sending hearts floating up from the dog's head. "I love you, Jim," Pony told him. Jim turned to Arlen and gloated, "She thinks I'm real good."